Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Rereading. This would be a real good time to do that. I want to remind everyone we are only using an ordinary deck of playing cards. So it's important to make the distinction that this is not tarot, not oracle card reading, or any of the other systems that are out there. And of course, there are many, many different systems. Myself, I have only focused completely on personal prophecy, the way that my grandmother taught it to me, and I've also taken it further since her passing back in 2003. So I just want you all to know that you are getting the organic that I learned from my grandmother, and also a little bit of future, you know, designs that came from me in the intuitive sense. I also want you to know that I'll be using a full 24 card layout for your reading as opposed to simply, pulling two, three, maybe four cards, something like that. This is my preferred method, and it is the exact same layout that I use with all of my private clients. So just so you know, this method is extremely dynamic in the sense that we are able to perceive the future and bring change to that future before we even get there to live it, which I think is incredibly empowering and enables us to literally navigate our lives toward happiness, success, and of course, toward love. So I'm now going to turn you over to our one and only Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. We want to remind you that this show is for informational and entertainment purposes and educational purposes and all sorts of other purposes, too. Lots of purposes only. All right? Also, I'd like to remind everybody that is joining us tonight on the various platforms, Facebook, Blog Talk, whoever you are joining us. If you are international, give us anytime you arrive. Let us know you're international. Tell us where you're from, and we'll give you live international shout-outs like we will to nobody right now. But you don't have to be here at the beginning. Anytime you roll in, we'll give the shout-outs. It's the voodoo that we do. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. That statement's true. Now, there might have been 10 seconds of absence of audio. We had a hardware cable failure that we took care of. So you guys might have heard the intro and then a little bit of silence there, but we fixed it pretty quick. If you hear any extended periods of silence, something went wrong, hang up, call back. That's the moral of that story. Today is alternate Wednesday, so we will start by going to the phone lines, and then we will alternate to all the Facebook folks and see if anybody there wants to get a reading, and we'll go back and forth. Now, if we don't have any Facebook takers, we'll just be one phone call after another. It's kind of the reverse of the way it works every other show, where that the Facebook folks have to wait and see if the calls die off. But if the Facebook folks aren't up for readings, and sometimes you're not everybody, you don't have to get a reading. Some people like just enjoy watching, listening and stuff. We get a lot of folks like that on Blog Talk
It's also a wonderful opportunity for those who are in distant places around the globe that you are able to call in through Messenger. which is totally free from wherever you are. So don't worry, and please do not call in, right?
No, well, I didn't.
Using your cell phone.
Okay. Well, I mean, don't tell them not to. They can call in if they want.
Well,
Deb, you're not talking to seven-year-olds that, I didn't know it was going to cost a lot of money. They know that calling to another continent is not part of the plan and that you will not be able to do that without going bankrupt. No, people do call that have international plans of some type and stuff, so that's cool. So that is what that is. So either way, you are getting your reading. When you hear the harps, please let that be known that your reading's coming to a conclusion. So let it end. It's not a final.
Respect the harp.
It's not a final push. Like it's some kind of, oh my God, I gotta get a whole bunch more questions out and not let it now. Let it end. It was a free reading. You should have enjoyed it. And if you have more questions, you can always arrange for a private reading on the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage. Always an option there. Then you set the time and I will not be there to tell you, you got to go because that's not the way it works. But when you do hear the harps and you let your reading end, do not leave because I will have a card to present you. And the card deck tonight is the Healing Angel card. So folks, I will give you just one single card. So it won't take a long time and I will read you a message and it will be the Healing Angels, whoever they may be. I don't know who they are. They're healers. Healers, I tell you. All right, well, today is National Hug Your Dog Day.
Oh.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. And it was also interesting, what did I like about it? National Farm Animals Day. So I guess there's a lot of animal stuff going on. Yes, it is indeed. And it was one of the ones that I caught my attention, and I don't see it now, but whatever. Global Work From Home Day. It's always enjoyable when you can work from home. Unless you don't like your home life, then I guess you wouldn't want to work from home. But everybody kind of like got a good taste of that.
Why? Oh, Catherine is telling us she's in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
She's telling us that she woke up to a text from her siblings saying that it's National Siblings Day.
Yeah, I mean, it is National Siblings Day. That I don't read them all off. There's too many. I can't. If I read them all off, it would waste half the show.
Yeah.
Every day is a billion things. I read the ones that are highlighted to me that I think are cool or interesting or bizarre or whatever. Yes, it is National Siblings Day as well. You got anything there, Chili Pop?
No, actually, my brain is empty.
Your brain is empty today, she says.
Just today.
Right. That'd be great. All right, well, then let's jump to the phones, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Yeah.
Going to area code 856. That's a Jersey area code, 856. Welcome to the show.
Glad to have you with us.
Hey, guys. I'm the first one tonight.
Yes. You are the first one, Miss Rosemary.
Hi there, hon. How are you?
I'm okay, but I could be better, if that makes sense.
Well,
it always makes sense. We can always be better. That's where humans are supposed to strive to be better.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good that you're okay. It wasn't just like a month or so ago where your voice was horrible.
Oh,
you were fighting a very terrible illness month and longer, actually even longer. But your voice is back to normal.
True.
All right, what do you got cooking?
Yeah, tell us.
Whatever you can get, because I'm still looking for work. Still, for my other half, is still not coming in my life, if that makes sense.
Half of her life is empty.
Of course it does.
Yes. She's looking for the dinero from a job. Yes.
Oh, no job yet?
Yeah, she's looking for work still, she said. So.
Okay.
So those
still
are a couple
looking.
Things. Yeah, those are a couple things that might be highlights of when you're putting the cards down to see what they will show. Yep. She's still looking. You didn't give up. You should never give up.
I'm about to give up.
We shall never surrender.
I just had an interview last week for one of my old companies what I used to do. So I didn't get a call back yet. I did an update yesterday, but still nothing going through yet.
Now let me ask you a question. What is your answer if they go to ask you what have you been doing since your last job? Do you have an answer?
What I've been doing back and forth. with my family here at my house, like, taking care of my father and stuff, and working in between. That's what
sure.
I usually say.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
That makes sense. It really does. Some people might
caretaker traveling abroad, you know.
Sure, and some people might just say nothing. I haven't been doing anything, and that's a no-go.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear that.
I've been growing and smoking dope. That's what I do, yes.
So you have to be very, what would be the word, very choosy about how you're going to respond to things.
Well, it's like storytelling, fiction stuff, yeah.
You tell them what they want to hear.
Embellish, always embellish in the high range or the low range of embellishing. All right, Deb, cards are down.
Okay, yes, I definitely believe you're going to land a job, and it seems to me there it's going to be something at least partly remote, like from where you live, you know, from the house. And you could negotiate that whether you'd rather it was completely, say, in the office or in the place where you're applying and they want to give you a job. But I do feel that one is on the way. It's just a matter of time, really. You just got to keep pounding that pavement. And, you know, if you have nothing else to do, it wouldn't hurt to take some kind of job that at least makes you look employable. You know, for instance, now I'm going to not say fast food, but that's what everybody thinks right away, fast food.
Oh, I mean,
it's
a job.
It is.
If nobody did it, we'd be screwed, us people that like fast food.
When I was younger, I worked in a convent and made very good money washing their dishes and helping with kitchen prep, like for when the priest would come to visit for dinner and things like that. And it was a good means to a better job. I also worked in a sewing factory. A lot of those places, you do not need to have any experience. They will train you. And I found that work really... not exciting, but interesting, we'll say, because you can watch. For instance, I would see sleepwear that came through the line that was getting Saks Fifth Avenue labels in them. And then right behind them would be the very same thing that was getting Target labels.
Target.
Yeah. You see, you get an idea, feel about the business. And I'm
cool.
Just saying, though, if you're getting disheartened, something.
Yeah, I've been trying
to.
So I had there's like a supermarket called Shop right here. A couple weeks ago, I had the interview,
mm-hmm.
but they never called me back like they told me to. They were saying that the day after that, I still can't get a hold of them. They never got a hold of me. So I don't even know what's going on. And then the one my other company I used to work for, what I used to do, I'm still waiting on them, so I'm not sure if I'm going to stay here in the United States for the Navy or I'm going overseas. So there's the same project but two different locations, so I don't know which one if I'm ever going to hear about that one again. Hello? Hello. Hello. I can't hear you. Hello. Hello. Hello? Hello? I don't know if you guys can hear me or not. Hello.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for being patient. Everybody's back. Actually, Blog Talk, maybe they've done some improvements. Maybe didn't. Well, folks had to endure a lot of silence, but they did. They persevered. Rosemarie is no longer with us.
Yeah.
You should call back, Rosemarie. We didn't finish your reading. Do you remember? Well, you did finish it, but we didn't wrap it. So.
Right.
I have to redo my list here. Well, actually, we're going to, what is it, Facebook. Let's take a look here. We are going to, it's alternate Wednesdays, so we're going to go to Facebook anyway.
Right, so Teresa, you can call in.
Yeah, hey, if you're on hold,
yeah,
and there's nobody you're fighting with, otherwise you'd say let the international folks go.
If she's on hold, we should just...
No, then I would take it in order. She might not be the next person because everybody else stayed. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I know what I'm saying. Oh, come on. There you go. Go ahead. I'm fighting this piece of crap machine here.
Hello there.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
Pretty good. You know, considering.
Got a little bit of a lens. There we go.
Okay.
Much better.
And it looks like you're not working.
No, I'm not. I went back tonight. They ended de-ice. So now I'm back on with my regular crew at night.
Oh, okay.
So now I work from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Ooh.
Boo.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, no fun.
All right, tell me what's on your mind.
I'm at my...
Where are you?
I'm at my boyfriend's. My friends have to go play pickleball,
okay.
And I got to go to work.
Okay.
I'm reading about me and my honey's relationship, you know, how we're going, how things going, you know.
Okay.
We're doing pretty well.
It's been going well, so we just, you know, you are very much not the norm, because most people, when things are going well, they don't want to get a reading. They want it to just continue the way it is. And they feel like a reading's going to disrupt
right.
That energy. So I don't believe that myself. We'll see.
No. No, I just, you know, we're coming in spring and summer, and things are going to start heating up, meaning we got hay to do, and I'm bringing a horse, and a lot of soccer. We're flying back and forth to go ride in a bunch of rides. And,
wow.
You know, things are going to get busy, and I just... I feel like we're good, but I'm always questionable because I have that abandonment baloney in my history. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know.
So
I have
always
the same.
Like sitting and going.
Yeah, you are, and it's always overthinking everything. You know, what does this mean?
I do, and
what
I overthink everything, and I'm just like. Lord have mercy, I'm wanted won't overthink too much. I try to push that away and say, no, just I'm create scenarios that really are not there.
I think things are going to go terrific for you as long as you both keep your minds in a good, positive, all right? Because that ex of his is still going to try. But if she can't get anywhere... to manipulate the two of you into, like, for instance, she'd love it if you would break up with him, because then he'd be all hers for whatever she wants.
Right.
Yeah, so I also am seeing that you are going to come into some money. Do you win prizes at these horse shows or contests?
Not really. I'm not, like winning prizes, I guess. Like, I've won some little things, but nothing big.
Okay. Well,
it's bad.
Yeah. It could even be that you're going to win something like, say, in a contest or a lottery, you know, but it doesn't look like it's going to retire you for the rest of your life. Just a nice little bit of money coming to you.
So you're saying go buy a lottery ticket?
I'm not good at games of chance. Yeah, they're hard for
right.
me. Yeah, I don't have my percentage is only like 65%, and I don't think that's good enough for playing lottery tickets.
Right.
It is if you're patient.
We won $8.
It
wow.
is if you're patient.
Lottery. But we bought a ticket and we won $8. I don't know how we won $8, but we did.
Yeah, it's a weird number. Yeah.
Well, but like
yeah,
I
it
say,
was really strange.
In general, everything looks good. He looks good. He's, you know, it's like we're kind of taking his temperature here a little bit. He, your boyfriend there, is really enjoying everything. And he, rather than you, is expecting trouble ahead. Okay. So it's...
You're cutting in and out. I'm not hearing
yeah,
any
are,
of that.
We are. Really,
we are, right? We.
Yeah.
It has to be our end, right?
Well, it could be.
Yeah.
Or it might not be. It could be her end. Could be in the middle. Because, I mean, she was cutting out on us a little bit, too.
I my camera thinking it would help.
Yeah, usually that does. But I should take me off, too.
Okay.
It doesn't really...
Let's see if that...
Don't take
works.
The mute off, Deb.
So what did you say about Ed?
He's expecting rough patches ahead for himself. I think that he would like to keep that ex-wife, you know, in a corral, under control. He has trouble with that. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean... She's not a very nice person, and he has issues with her quite a bit. Not like nothing horrible, but if she can make anything inconvenient or her, you know.
Too, and then she can hear that perfectly fine. Oh, that was way down soft.
Sorry, just got kittens out in and out, but that's all right. We're good.
Okay.
All right. Well, the a healing angel card subject is fear, and it's from Archangel Michael. And he says, I am here to help you through the present time. I love you. I protect you. And I keep you safe. Trust that all is well.
Yay.
Accept my love and allow it to dissolve your fear.
Yeah. There you go.
Good day
I love
for
that.
You.
Well,
I
Ed,
appreciate that.
Ed
That's
is
awesome.
Good. He's going to hang on to you. It's the bottom line. He will go more toward you than keeping his ex happy. And that's good.
He's going to go hard for me.
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. So I'm sorry our communications is bad, but we can talk next time and hopefully it'll be better.
All right.
Come on, talk something.
All right.
Better. All right. Love you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yes, bye, guys.
Did you murder it? Area code 212 in New York. 212, welcome. You're the next caller.
Oh, hi. This is Bryn from New York City calling.
Well, hello there, Bryn. How are
you?
Yes,
welcome
doing?
Back.
Hi, Deborah. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
We're doing.
Good. I just want to know what the guides feel is the best thing for me to focus on right now. What should I be focusing on in my life at this time?
Oh, excellent question.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things to focus on.
Yeah.
In everyday life. I mean, you know, there's work, there's relationships, there's health. I mean, and then there's different subdivisions of each one of those categories, too.
Right.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, the cards are going down. You know, in the perfect world, we'd work on them all, but we are humans. We are not superhumans.
Yeah.
So we can't do that. And a lot of times, if you spread yourself thin, then you don't do any one thing well.
So true. All right, I'm laying down your cards.
The cards are going down. I'm monitoring the phone traffic. Is huge.
Really?
Huge. Lots of callers. Thank you, folks out there that are patiently waiting in the queue, and thank you for bearing with us while we had a snafu. That was not Blog Talk's fault. That was totally my computer.
Well,
all right. Cards
are
down.
Now, of course, there are major areas in all of our lives. Like, for instance, the work area, and we have the love area.
Love is in the air.
You know, and friends. Social life, all these different areas.
Yep, millions of them,
yours
basically.
Yours is saying focus on you.
Mm.
Get your proverbial house in order.
Mm.
Figure out how you want to proceed through the rest of this year. And maybe even write up a like a game plan for yourself, like, you know, a mission statement. And then it says, your cards are saying, then move on to personal relationships. And once, here's the big, the gist of it all. Once you can make yourself feel happy, you know, fulfilled, satisfied, then will come the blessings of in your work, you know, in what you do that comes from your heart. But if you are in an unstable state of mind and it looks like you have ups and downs, hon, like we all do.
He's a human being, yes.
But you have a deeper emotional sense than a lot of men tend to do. So I consider that your sensitivity that enables you to do the beautiful, creative work that you do. So, let it flow. And for now, just think about you. Think about Bryn. What do you need? What fulfills you? Get your, like I say, get clutter rid. That's one of the biggest things, is getting rid of clutter. You can have physical clutter, you can have emotional clutter, and you can have mental clutter. Get rid of it. Clean your spaces.
Easier said than done sometimes.
It's spring cleaning time. So, but I'm telling you, once you do, your vibrancy is going to come through in such a huge way, hon. I mean, you are really destined for success and marriage, but it'll be with the right one, the right one. Okay, so here's Jim now for you.
Yes, indeed.
Okay,
here's your sure, no problem.
Yeah,
here's your healing angel card, and it is specifically from Archangel Uriel. A great spiritual transformation is currently occurring both in your life and in our world. This is a union of heaven and earth, spirit and matter. Heart and mind unite in harmonious balance.
You know, that I don't think we've gotten that card yet for anybody.
Not recently, not today.
It's an awesome card filled with abundance and energy.
Boy, it's
pretty
deep.
So there you go. You know, I find you to be a pretty easy read, which often men are not. But you're an exceptional man.
Thank you. I haven't been feeling very exceptional lately, with the ups and downs. It's been been a difficult day for me, you know.
Try to think of these downs as being important for growth.
Yeah.
And important for bringing you lessons. Now, right now, you may not see them, but weeks go by, months, and you'll look back and you'll think, now I get it. I get it. Yeah. But it's important. You have to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
100%. Because without that, you can't give any percentage to other people.
Exactly. I agree with that.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being patient with us, even through the technical issues. Thank you. We hope to hear from you again and again, sir.
Yeah. Good to hear from you.
Indeed it is. All right. I'm not even going to bother talking. The Facebook folks are absent.
I forgot my water thingy.
Oh, well, you have enough in there, don't you?
Yeah,
we also have a big jug of coffee over there, too.
I'm drinking it.
You never finish it, ever. She's not a finisher. Always dump coffee.
But I am an excellent starter.
Yeah, well, that's true. Area code 775. We shall assume it is Wendy, yes?
Hello there.
Wendy, are you with us?
Hello.
Sometimes. Sometimes, well, when we have problems and stuff, she probably does something, and you know. You know how it is. You know how it is. Well, we shall go back to her.
Okay.
Check Facebook. Any Facebookers out there?
No.
All right. Then we will remind them of this moment the next time we do a show and they ask for a reading. We'll say, you weren't here Wednesday, the sucker. So how bad do you really want it? Because you had a major ass be here on a Wednesday.
Well, and people can, you know, it's nicer weather.
That's fine. I agree. But when we do a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever other show, and they say, well, sure, what are you going to do, Messenger? It's like, you weren't here Wednesday when we were doing Messenger. So life's a bitch.
Well, it seems like the ones that are meant to be here are here.
Well, that would be not really much. Just had a couple. Well, then in that case, we shall, let me double click. We should go to area code 520, which is Olisa.
Hello there.
Hey, you guys.
She's here. She's present with us.
We are hearing here.
We are rolling.
Yeah, we got, you know, technical.
Yeah, it was my computer pooped itself, but it's back. I've cleaned the poop off my computer, and it's fine.
So how are you?
Oh, I'm in the middle of making dinner. I went for a 2-mile bike ride. I'm trying to rehab my knee, trying to get it recovered. And tomorrow I go to PT and work out there. And then if everything goes well, I'll go work out again. I'm just trying to, you know, recover. And so we'll see what we see. Now I'm making dinner. I'm making stuffed bell pepper, green bell pepper.
Oh.
That is one of my childhood favorites.
It depends on what are you stuffing them with.
I know. You know, I use the lean ground beef, and I make it like my mother in some ways. I basmati rice. I stuff it with an egg, and I grind up carrots and raw chili pepper and onion, and I put that as part of the stuffing. And then I grind up the tomatoes fresh in the blender with a little bit, tiny bit of Worcestershire, tiny bit of mustard, and then let it simmer its heart out.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds lovely.
I think what I like about it is these little tiny bell peppers and opening it up and, you know, and scooping it out and eating it. I think that's the whole thing that I like. I love making them over and over and over again. So I haven't made stuffed cabbage rolls. You know, she used to make that. And basically the same premise. Are you guys still there? Uh-oh. Are we lost in the land of enchantment? Thank you. Oh.